CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. There is concern over the shaky ceasefire between Hamas and Israel after the latest release by the militant group of deceased hostages. The BBC's Danielle Yalovietska is following developments.
The Israeli military has confirmed that two of the bodies handed over by Hamas on Thursday are of Israeli children who died while being held hostage in Gaza. The IDF said a third body that was said to be of their mother, Shiri Bibas, is of an unidentified person. It said the body was not of any Israeli hostage.
The first phase of the ceasefire ends in early March. Israel and Hamas have yet to negotiate the second and more difficult phase. As President Trump seems to be edging closer to Russian President Putin and away from Ukraine's President Zelensky, the President of France and the UK's Prime Minister are coming to the White House. CBS's Robert Costa reports.
There is growing alarm among so many American allies in Europe about President Trump's position on President Zelensky and Ukraine. But there's an acceptance behind the scenes that they have to come to the United States, have a meeting with him, convince him up close that he maybe could take a bit of a different direction and not try to just focus on the terms of a possible deal between Russia and Ukraine.
We have an update on the health of Pope Francis, hospitalized with double pneumonia. CBS's Seth Doan is in Rome.
Pope Francis is improving slightly. That's according to the Vatican's Thursday evening update on the pontiff's clinical conditions, adding that his key heart parameters are stable, he has no fever, and he continued with work activities.
In New York, 10 state corrections officers have been indicted by a grand jury for the death of an inmate.
Robert Brooks Sr. died the day after he was transferred from one prison to another in December. His death was ruled a homicide after body camera video showed officers punching him while he was handcuffed. The officers were seen hitting Brooks in the chest with a shoe and lifting him up by his neck and then dropping him. Now, six New York prison workers have been indicted for second-degree murder in the beating death. That carries a lifelong prison sentence. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Canada beat Team USA 3-2 last night in Four Nations face-off hockey, but attention is focusing on Canadian singer Chantal Kreviazuk, who seemed to take a jab at President Trump's idea of absorbing Canada into the U.S., and she did that while performing the national anthem. The lyrics usually say, "In all of us command," but listen to her change from Sportsnet. She's saying that only us command. That's us, not U.S. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
CBS's Michael Wallace tackles the question, can Birkenstock sandal footwear be considered art?
The shoemaker filed a lawsuit against three rival companies that sell similar-looking sandals, arguing its Birkenstocks are copyright-protected works of art. It asked that its competitor sandals be recalled and destroyed. But Germany's Federal Court of Justice sided with a lower court, which ruled there's no evidence establishing any artistic achievement in the wide-strap sandals. The court was nice enough to add that Birkenstocks are comfortable footwear. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Now, it's rough terrain here, so you might want to wear sturdier footwear than that if you'd like to experience a volcano erupting. You'll have to head to Hawaii's Big Island, where Kilauea Volcano is shooting lava into the air once again. The eruption has been taking place at the volcano's summit crater inside Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. No residential areas have been threatened by the flowing rivers of hot lava, which are staying inside the park. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight with temperatures around 0 to 5 above. Wind chills around 5 below thanks to a northwest wind. On Friday, sunshine with highs in the mid-20s. By Saturday, sunny skies and upper 20s. It's 15 at our studios.
Love me do. Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away. 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 You see, girl. Every day of my life, I wanna thank you. You made me so.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Call. I'm fast, I'm faster. That depends on.
you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Stop and thank you, baby. I want to stop and thank you, baby. Hey, now, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, baby, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, it is. What would I be without you in my life? Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Been to
stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Dream believer and a
WRJN.
out for the nighttime. To forget the day. They have up a tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Now,
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Baby.
goodbye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free, my loving baby is through with me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a body Hamas released during the handover of remains of Israeli hostages yesterday is that of a Gazan woman, not Shiri Bibas. Bibas was the mother of two young boys whose bodies were returned. American University Global Security Professor Boaz Azili says this is not good for the shaky ceasefire.
All of this is saying we don't have any intention to go to the second stage of the deal. We intend to go back and to, you know, inflict hell on the Palestinians, in the words of President Trump.
President Trump's economic advisor Kevin Hassett says the IRS will begin firing thousands of IRS workers today. CBS's Nancy Curtis has more from the White House.
According to our reporting, 3,500 people expected to lose their jobs at the IRS, and the numbers could go up eventually over the next couple of months to 6,000. And what Hassett had to say was that basically there's plenty of fat to cut there. He said that there are people who are not fully employed, don't have enough to do, essentially. There are people who've been working from home.
The Senate has narrowly confirmed Kash Patel as FBI director, former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
Patel has said some pretty inflammatory things about law enforcement, about the FBI. And so he's walking into a situation where there seems to